here with Nick Landry, mobile MVP. Is that right, Nick?
The correct term is Device Application Development MVP.
All right. So
we're also known as DAD MVPs. So our motto is, who's your daddy?
Nice. All right. Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you, I know you've been using Visual Basic for a pretty long time. How long
has it been? I adopted VB back in 1992, version 1. You needed a lot of vision back then to see where VB was going to go, but I saw it. I jumped on a bandwagon. And got a funny story. I was working as a junior programmer in like a summer job in an engineering office, and my boss one morning I come in and he comes to me and he goes, "You'll never believe this. I bought this product a few months ago. I finally got around to installing it last night. It's called Visual Basic." You have to understand, we were already doing QBX development back then, which is the Quick Basic Extended, or the professional development suite, you know, for Quick Basic development. So moving to VB was actually pretty easy for us because we already knew the language itself, because VB1 was nothing more than the QBX language itself, but within a Windows model with drag and drop VBX controls, and the ability to just like build your farms very quickly. It was all event driven.
Right.
Of course, we didn't really have objects back then, but it was all event driven. So I picked up VB like this, and we were building this crazy application where it was for the local power company in Quebec, Hydro-Quebec, and we were building this application to allow their engineers to design the power lines. It was the DOS QBX version. And then immediately my boss decided, scrap this. We're building this for Windows, and this is where we're gonna go. And this was probably the ugliest VB application I have ever designed. It was the first one. Remember how it was? You would put combo boxes. I mean, all we had was essentially checkbox button labels and combo boxes and lists, and that's it. It's pretty much you build a UI with this. And we would just put them in any kind of layout whatsoever, but you know what? It worked. And I could put in features so fast in there. It was unbelievable. The ability to just like go in, write code, and then see an error, edit and continue. It just shows how powerful VB was from day one. And I got a lot of flack, of course. I was still in college. Had a lot of flack from my fellow engineering students, fellows, in terms of, you have to use C++ or whatever.
So when did you start using Visual Studio?
Visual Studio was the first version. It was like, what, 97,
yeah.
I think, was the first version of Visual Studio. I was always an early adopter in all these things. I was already in RD back then, you know, for Microsoft. So Visual Studio jumped on a bandwagon right away. Did ASP.NET, ASP development using Visual Interdev.
Right.
So those were the two main products I was using, VB and Interdev, a lot. I mean, C++ I've used a few times whenever I would have, like, I wrote this application in the 90s, which was the world's first, I mean, get this, it was the world's first encryption software to use DES on Windows, which was actually certified by the military in the US.
Wow.
And it was a VB app, but since all the source code for the DES encryption engine was already available in C, all I did was create a small DLL, and then using the Visual C++, and then from that, call the DLL from VB.
So, but why do you like language? What's your favorite feature?
Well, first of all, I mean, I may be a little biased. I mean, I grew with VB. I mean, VB pretty much gave me the career I have today. I mean, now I'm more of an architect than a developer, but still, VB gave me what I have today, and it's a matter of everything's always been easier in VB until .NET. I mean, .NET, sure, kind of leveled the playing field, and we have to give props to VB in the fact that there's a lot of features we have in C# that came in VB in the first place. It's a lot of the notion of rapid application development, which can be both a blessing and a curse if you don't do your design properly, but still, that notion that came to .NET originated in Visual Basic. And then after that, you saw Delphi trying to emulate this by taking Pascal and trying to create the VB of Pascal and calling it Delphi. So it was a phenomenon, essentially, in terms of fast development. In terms of the features that I like the most, I mean, yeah, honestly, I use both today because I do some XNA development. Unfortunately, we still can't easily use Visual Basic. You can. You just lose some features because the IDE integration for XNA has not been done for VB. But every time I don't want to say stuck, but every time I go back to writing C# code, I guess what I love about VB is that there's no semicolons, there's no curly braces, there's no case sensitivity. I do not see the value of case sensitivity in a language. I mean, if you're starting to name your variables the same, even between internal fields and properties, I don't advocate having the lowercase version being internal and the public version having like camel case or whatever. It's just not a good practice. So why would you have it in the first place when so many times afterwards you're going to be stuck with this? But so, overall, it's easy.
What are you doing now, though? Are you doing anything cool with
geek.net? As I said, I do a lot of architecture work. So I work with teams of developers that work on several projects. So nowadays, our key technologies that we use a lot are going to be Moss, SharePoint, Silverlight. As a mobile MVP, of course, I do a lot of prototyping and applications and demos and some sales demos also for Windows Mobile. And when I do Windows Mobile stuff, I typically use Visual Basic. Because it's my first love. Yeah. I'm always going to be a VB guy. No matter how much I use it for XNA, I'm a VB guy at heart. I'm proud of my VB roots. And I will challenge anyone who will try to take this away from me. So it's not a problem. But I also do some Azure development, like learning how Azure works and prototyping and trying to find like cool scenarios, because we work in so many industries, financial services and pharmaceutical and oil and gas, state and local government and human resources as well, hospitality. So a lot of these fields, I'm trying to see exactly where can Azure fit well. I mean, it's still at the early stages. You can't even buy it yet or buy a subscription for it or whatever it's going to be. But in that case, Visual Basic for me is always the fastest way to prototype. As an architect, most of my code I write is prototypes anyways, and I just find I'm just more comfortable. I mean, someone could argue they can do the same thing in C# today, probably, but you know what? Again, I have to remind them that this comes from VB in the first place.
How big is your development team now on the project you're working on?
We're big on TFS. I mean, we love it. I've done conference talks on it, and we use it all over the place. Every time we actually use our own servers for source code control and hosting and backup and everything and management, we use TFS. We use the latest version as well. Our development teams, we have roughly, our company is about 200 people, so we have, I don't know, maybe 50, 160 technical developers in there. The average team is usually going to be anywhere from 3-4 to sometimes 6-7 people total, then throw in a PM, architect, so that's roughly the team size we normally work with.
It's a great size team.
Yeah, it's great because people, and especially since the tools actually work great because we are actually very distributed. So we'll have people in our Toronto office, we'll have people in our New York office, some people will be on-site at the client, wherever that is, because we work all over the U.S. That's Infusion.com, by the way. Hi, I'm Nick Landry, MVP from Infusion Development, and I'm a VB. I'm also a PC. I'm a VB PC.